Yep, Neville here. Friday, June 12th, 2009. Late, wrapping up, recording some thoughts on a solution I finally found to my little Firefox problem, which I've been blogging about a lot over the last few months. Moved away to Google Chrome, in fact. I've now moved back to Firefox. Chrome had something, or didn't have something I find indispensable, which is print preview. But here's the thing with Firefox. There were two extensions that I'm certain were the cause of Firefox crashing every single time I used it, literally, in the last month. Every time I shut Firefox down, exited from the program, it would crash and give you that crash report. And they're terribly cryptic. I had no idea what it was. Every time I tweeted it, helpful souls were saying, oh, it's an extension. Yeah, I figured it probably was. But I thought it was probably one of two or both of two, which constantly for the last few versions have been notified every time that they are not compatible with that particular version of Firefox and have been disabled. Trouble is, I couldn't uninstall them. The uninstall button and anything else about them were grayed out. So a little bit of digging I did, which I guess I should have done a while back, in fact, gave me a bit of information about locked extensions, how to get rid of them, involving a number of things you could do. So here's what I did that worked. First up, run Firefox in safe mode. And there is a switch for that. There's a menu item if you drill into your program files on Windows Vista that I'm running. Or there's a command line switch if you know how to do that. But the simplest way is to choose the option in your programs list and see if it suddenly becomes enabled when Firefox is running in the kind of bare bones mode. In my case, it wasn't. And by the way, the two extensions or add-ons were Hewlett-Packard Web Print and the Real Player Web Download that lets you download videos and stuff from the web and keep them in a library. And neither of those versions, those program versions, worked with later versions of Firefox. What I did then, they were still not able to uninstall even in safe mode. Okay, so next step was to exit again from Firefox, navigate through the directory structure to my profile in Windows, and that's typically via users, your name, and then you navigate through. I'm just doing it as we speak, actually. Your name, app data, roaming, to the folder Mozilla, Firefox, then profile to extensions. Find a load of folders with weird names. You're going to have to go into each folder, find a file with an RDF extension, take a peek in it with a text editor, see if it tells you the name of the extension, and it will, of course. And if it's the one you're wanting to get rid of, great. What you do then is delete the whole directory, the whole folder with all the files in it for that particular extension, and your problem is solved. I didn't have that. Mine weren't listed. So my next step then was to shut down Firefox, make sure it shut down rather, go into the Windows registry and be real careful with this one. It is something that you cannot afford to make a mistake, otherwise you seriously mess up your installation entirely. So you find the key, the H key, local machine, into software, down to Mozilla, down to Firefox, down to extensions. And I looked in there, and sure enough, there were two entries for both of the extensions that I think were causing the trouble. So what I then did was export that whole folder extensions just in case, and then I manually deleted the keys for the HP WebPrint and the Real Player. And sure enough, Real Player had gone, but HP was still there. And I suspect, as I now guess, I'd probably messed it up by doing the key deletion. But what I then did is probably what I should have done in the first place, was go into the setting in control panel where you add and remove programs. And there was an entry for HP WebPrint with an uninstall option. Uninstalled it from there. It's uninstalled successfully, and it's gone out of Firefox. So the two problematic extensions have gone. And I've been running Firefox most of the evening, exiting, starting, exiting a good dozen times. It hasn't crashed once. This could be the solution to my problem. So it's been bothering me for ages how to do this. No one I've asked has been able to tell me how to do this like this. And I found this solution, actually a help page, would you believe, at Mozilla itself. So I just wanted to get these thoughts down here. You might find this useful if you're having the same issue. I've bookmarked these things on Delicious, that's delicious.com/Nevon, and you'll find the references to these particular help files. So I hope you find it helpful.